Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hi, my name is Bryce Watts.
I'm Allison Anger.
This is a podcast where we speak exclusively to the women in the NFL to learn about how they navigate this life in the league. The players are always the ones in the spotlight, but we want to highlight the amazing women who are their support systems behind the scenes.
Get out the way, men.
Lately, I've been feeling out of touch. Like nothing gives me that same kind of edge.
Welcome to episode 7 of the NF Ladies podcast. Today we have special guest Hannah with us today. Hi, Hannah.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're great. Go ahead and to get us started, tell us a little bit about who you are, who's your significant other, how you guys have been in the league.
So my name is Hannah Dahl. My husband is Joe Dahl. He plays as a guard for the Detroit Lions. And this is our fifth year in the league. And we have spent every year with the Lions. We've been really, really lucky. He actually signed a 2-year extension last year, so we've got at least one more here. So getting really used to the Detroit life.
I just realized that Dahl sounds like Dahl. I never said it out loud. I was just like, Hannah Dahl, Hannah. And then hearing you say, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's actually like the cutest last name.
Thank you.
Hannah Dahl.
Our Wi-Fi is called the Dollhouse, and when we have a baby, it'll be a baby doll, so.
Oh, you have it all planned out.
So cute. Oh, yeah. It's perfect. Worked out well.
That's adorable.
I love it. So you said you're getting used to Detroit. You're getting used to the weather and everything, if you can even get used to that weather. So how has it been? Because you are from Washington, correct?
Yeah. We're from Eastern Washington. So like right next to Idaho. We're actually from Spokane. The weather is pretty similar to Detroit when we're back home. So it was like 80 degrees here last week and then it froze overnight. And then we had a major power outage thanks to a beautiful windstorm that we had. So I don't know. They're just keeping us on our toes. So we really can't get used to it. But as far as living in Detroit, I'm kind of getting the hang of things.
Okay. Cause I remember when we had talked, when we were at the boys retreat, you're like, yeah, I'm going to Detroit. Like, we'll see how it is. It's really cold there, but
yeah,
you're from Washington. So you kind of know what it's about over there.
Yeah. Yeah. It hasn't been as bad as I thought it was going to be. Last year it snowed like in October, early November. And that really scared me since it was my first year living here. But this year it hasn't been that bad. It's really sunny, and unlike the West Coast, we don't get a lot of smoke in the summer. So that was pretty nice. But
oh, yeah, because it reaches all the way up there.
Yeah.
Because I'm from California. So it was obviously all in that area, but it's like stretching across multiple states now.
Oh, yeah.
That's
wild. Oh, yeah. Where we live was like off the charts for smoke. I mean, it was obviously way worse for you guys, but like, you know how they have that range where it goes up to 500 for smoke?
Oh, I don't even know at this point. I thought it was always bad.
I don't know. I think it's on the weather app or something. It'll show you like the air index, but we were like off the charts. It was horrible.
So you said this is his fifth year. And you guys have only been with the Lions. That's awesome. You haven't had to move around. You've gotten to, you know, make some roots there, get to stay with all your friends and stuff that you've made there. So how has that been just being straight Detroit Lions?
You know, it's been interesting. I never thought I'd be a Detroit Lions fan, that's for sure. But the girls that I've met have been awesome, and we've gotten really close to some people. One of the girls that I met here like 4 years ago ended up being a bridesmaid in my wedding. We do holidays together when we're in season. It's been really nice to get like really comfortable here.
So since you've only been with the Lions, do you guys have a home base during the off season that you go to, or do you kind of stay there for now?
We have a house back in Spokane. We bought it like a year and a half ago. So we haven't really gotten to live in it yet besides during quarantine. But other than that, it's nice to go back there, and I'm really looking forward to it. My husband has like hardly been at the house because of OTAs and everything. So.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Since you guys were there during COVID and you said he went to OTAs, how did that
or how did COVID change your typical off season or OTA schedule, and then like moving when to go back to Detroit?
Yeah. Yeah. So he didn't come back for OTAs this year. I don't think any of the guys did, but we were here for quite a while in the off season because he had knee surgery in January. So we got home like a month before quarantine, and he ended up doing all of his meetings at home, like most of the guys, but we got really lucky, and I was so mad at him when he did this, but he took over our garage and built like a big gym. So we actually had like good workout equipment and everything. So he was happy. I was still a little upset that I didn't get to park inside when it was cold, but
we did the same thing. And we also didn't get to park inside, but it was really hot.
Yeah.
All summer long. So I would just sweat like the entire time I was in my car. If I went for like a 10-minute drive somewhere,
yeah,
I was sweating by the time I got there because my car would never cool off enough.
Yeah. I guess it's a good trade-off though. I didn't feel horrible coming out of quarantine, especially going into a wedding, but I was still missing my parking spot.
So yeah, you bring up your wedding. So what was that like? I see all of your photos. I just saw that you posted your video. You guys look so cute. It's so gorgeous. Tell us about being a newlywed in the quarantine.
It's been interesting. We definitely spent a lot more time together than I think we would have. I mean, you guys know, like, with football, you only have so like many opportunities to get married during the year. Allison, you're married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have to like really like pick and choose when you're going to get married. And so we planned on July because the guys are supposed to be home and like relaxed. And everything worked out. We were one of the lucky ones, but it was definitely a really stressful situation there for a while.
So you'd consider yourself a COVID bride, right?
Yeah, I canceled my bachelorette party 3 times, our shower, but we still got married. So at the end of the day, I don't have it as bad as some of the others that had to cancel, reschedule. So
did you have to like decrease your guest list at all? Like, or did you get to keep that the same?
It kind of naturally did it on its own. We had a lot of people coming from all over the country. My mom's whole side's in Minnesota, and then like all of our friends from football, I think only like a third of them came. So it just kind of naturally whittled itself down. We didn't really have to have those awkward conversations to be like, hey, you're not quite important enough to like be there. So it worked out.
Thinks that has to happen, but good for you that people were able to make that decision on their own.
Yeah. Made it a lot easier on us.
Speaking of your wedding, go ahead and tell us how you guys met, and also give us the juicy stuff. How did he end up proposing?
So we're from the same hometown. It's where we live in the off season now. And so we kind of knew of each other growing up, never really crossed paths, but I mean, small town, you know each other. And we reconnected right after his rookie season in Detroit, and I was at home going to law school. And we were just both out downtown one night, and a girl that I was living with was seeing a guy that he was friends with. So we met and we just hit it off. And then a month later we went long distance when he came back for OTAs for his second year. Did long distance for 2.5 years, and he ended up proposing to me in June of 2019. We were up at my family's lake house in Idaho, and we had just bought a new puppy, and he's a nightmare. He's a Malamute. If you guys are like familiar with Huskies or Malamutes, they're pure evil. I don't recommend them at all. Love him, but he's a nightmare. So he was up like screaming at like 4:30 in the morning, and Joe like looked at me and he was like, okay, let's just like get up. Like, we're going to go like on a hike or a drive or something. And we had, two of our friends in town, and she was awake, and I was like, oh, like you should come with us like on this drive. And she was like, no. Like, Dan's still asleep. Like, I'm going to wait. And I was like, well, that's really weird. Like, you're only here. She's from Dallas. And I was like, you're only here for like 3 days. And she was like, no. Like, I'm not going to go. And I was like, okay. And then we ended up driving up to this mountaintop, and it's so pretty. It's like, it looks over the lake, like you've got this beautiful view. And it's June. So we're like, the weather's going to be great. It'll be awesome. We'll watch the sunrise, whatever. We get up there, completely fogged in. It was snowing. The dog is still screaming his head off. I got us lost on this mountain road. I like thought we were going to go over the edge of this little dirt road. It was bad, but I like thought I was going to pee my pants. So I like ran into the woods and it was like 20 degrees. And I was like, I have to go to the bathroom and we have to get in the car. And we have to head back down. And he was like, oh, no, hold on. Like, I have something for you. And he just like held out the ring and he like actually forgot to say, will you marry me? And I was like, wait, yeah, you have to say it. Like, I can't answer you until you ask. And he was just like, oh, you're right. Like, will you marry me? And then we got in the car and like everyone, of course, knew back at the house and they had like an engagement party waiting. And it was only like, I don't know, 6:30 in the morning by the time we got back and everyone already had like mimosas ready. So I think I was asleep by like 2 p.m. But it was a really, really fun day. He did a good job.
But he knew that the dog was going to be barking at 4 in the morning?
I think it just kind of worked out. And we were like sharing a room with my brother and his girlfriend, which was like weird enough. And then the dog was just freaking out and he was just like, we got to go. Like, we can't do these to this poor people.
Yeah, that worked out. That's great timing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like these stories that we've heard, a lot of them are unplanned or they don't go the way that they are supposed to be planned, but they're still, I mean, obviously they work out, but it's funny how like you try to plan something out, but it ends up being completely different. Oh, you're yeah. surprised or so excited, obviously, because it's very yeah. exciting, but you know, whatever it's, works.
It was just like such a stereotypical, like, lineman way to propose, you know, like he's just like, he's so calm, like so like relaxed. And he was just like, you know what, we're gonna roll out of bed, like you're in your sweatpants, it's 6 a.m, like we're at the lake, like I'm just gonna get this out of the way so I don't have to think about it for the rest of the day and then we can have fun. I was like, whatever, sure. I was glad he
I like
it.
That too, that there's yeah. like a lineman way of doing it, because oh, I mean yeah. everyone we've had, they're like, you know, linemen, they're just kind of chill, like they just sit back, you know. And that's like the temperament of all linemen, it seems like.
Oh yeah, they're babies at heart though. Like if you ask anyone married to a lineman, you're like, oh yeah, like I'm also his mother and his babysitter, but like he's very sweet and easygoing. You just feed him and let him sleep and they're good to go.
Literally a baby. Feed him. That's so funny. And you were talking about spending holidays with all the ladies there. I mean, obviously, the season's still going on. Like, it doesn't stop for us to, like, say, hey, we're going to have Christmas. We're going to do this. Like, you kind of mm-hmm. got to roll with it. So have you guys had some lineman Thanksgivings then where there's just food being consumed left and right?
Last year, we did Christmas together and we all ordered barbecue and went over to someone's house and played a lot of games. And all the guys wanted to do is eat and watch football games, so we just sat around and played games. It was really fun. It's nice to have like a good group, and all the girls are so easy to be around, so it's nice to just have like people that are around you that understand the lifestyle, because it is such a weird thing that we're all going through. And like I'm like having family be like, oh, come home for Christmas, like you guys can just pop over. It's like no, like it doesn't really work that way. Like they have to work on Christmas usually, so I don't know. It's just, it's been really hard to adjust since this is only my second year actually living here and I'm used to being at home with my family, but I think we've done a really nice job of creating like a good football family for those events.
Yeah, that's awesome. So the community, the Lady Lions, oh, I like the sound of that actually. So the Lady Lions, you guys are really close. You do events and like Bible studies and stuff like that. So you get to hang out and actually be like, have a community there.
Yeah. So we have a Bible study every week. Two of the girls are running it this year, so we don't really have like anyone in charge of it. It's just two of the girls that are running it, and they've done an amazing job and they've made everyone so comfortable. And then last year, one of the other girls hosted an Oprah party where everyone brings like their favorite item and gives it to everyone that's there. that was super fun.
Are they called the Lady Lions?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not really sure.
We're the Lady Texans, and I know like other teams have like different names, so I was just curious.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is.
What are these other names, Allison? I've actually never thought about it.
I'm not sure, but someone else that we interviewed, they had a different name.
Might be like a women's association or
something. Not like the Lady Bills or...
That's so formal. The Women's Association.
Yeah. Honestly, the first thing that came to my mind was the flight crew, like for the Jets, but that's their cheerleading team. But so I know that's wrong. But like, what do they call them there?
Wait, are you talking to me? You're talking to me?
Yeah.
The lady, I wasn't a part of it. So I don't know. Chad didn't tell me that it was a thing. I was by myself.
We've interviewed a lot of Jets lately, and I feel like they said a different name. Like, I think it is like a very formal name.
I'm just going to keep repping that nobody told me about it so that they can feel guilty. But yeah, I have no idea.
Chad just like left you in the dark about the whole thing.
I'm serious. I would fly out from Berkeley, sit front row because I happened to get lucky at the roulette table. So mm-hmm. I bought tickets, front row seats, and just sat by myself, didn't meet any of the ladies after the game, would wait in his truck for him, and then we would drive home. Like, it was great. I love seeing him, but what?
That's kind of on the girls too at that point though. Like, if you see someone sitting alone that's like clearly like a wife or girlfriend, like at least for me, like I typically try to go say hi because like everyone remembers what it's like when you first get there and you're alone. You know,
I will say I was between like people who were season ticket holders, like families. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put this one on Chad. They didn't even know I existed. Like, he doesn't really post on Instagram either.
That's true. Like, Joe kicks me off the Lions email list every single year. I don't know why. And every single year I'm like, they took me off the list again. You need to put me back on. He's like, that's weird. I don't understand why that keeps happening. I'm like, because you told them to take me off.
Why does he do that? You have to go out of your way to do it.
I think one year he did it because I wasn't living here. And then every single year they're just like, oh, like she doesn't want to be on there. So we're just going to bump her off. Even though every year I'm like, please stop removing me. Like,
just send a picture of you like this in a JPEG in the email.
I know. Just please.
Okay. Don't forget me. For your Thanksgiving, you guys just hang out. Do you have any traditions when you used to be home that you guys used to do, or you just like did the same thing? You hung out, like ate a bunch of food, played games maybe? What was your Thanksgiving at home like?
So my birthday falls like right around Thanksgiving, within like a few days every single year, so it's always like I usually get to choose the food. I like Thanksgiving food, so I'm usually good with it. But we play a lot of cribbage, watch a lot of football. The Lions play every year on Thanksgiving, so that's been an easy tradition for us. We always get to go to a home game. But when we were at home, yeah, just a lot of board games and hanging out with the family, go see my grandparents, just low-key.
Okay. And so transition to that, we play each other on Thanksgiving, which
yeah, we do.
Allison just told me. I was like, I have it in my calendar. I don't know how I didn't connect the two. Mm-hmm. But you've had this every year where you can't see him because he's playing on Thanksgiving. So what's that like? Because I feel like most people, like, you associate Thanksgiving and football. So mm-hmm. everybody watches that game, even if you don't like football, because it's just on in the background. Mm-hmm. So how has that been? Because I'm sure people are texting you like, oh my gosh, I see him. Like, people who have never texted you before, you're like, why are you watching football?
Yeah. It's been kind of nice because like we go to the game. It's always at like, I don't know, noon, one, pretty early. And then he gets home, we get to eat, but they always have like a concert at halftime on Thanksgiving, which is really fun. But last year the power went out in like the middle of the concert. So I had like a bunch of people be like, oh my God, this is so awkward. Like, is it that awkward in real life? And I'm like, I mean, yeah, it's like we're all just sitting here for the 5 minutes that we get to watch this concert. The guy came on, played like one song, and then went back out. But it's been really fun. And then he gets the rest of the weekend to just kind of relax. And we would go like look at like Christmas trees. We always get like a little fake one. When he was living in an apartment, we would like put up like one string of lights for him. That was it.
That was your decoration, just the one string across, like that'll do.
Oh my gosh, yes. He bought like this plastic moose from Costco this year that lights up and put it in our house, and I was like, I can't have anyone over if they're gonna look at that. Like, it's like cuddling a snowman, and he's like, it's so cute. I was like,
Wait, a light up plastic moose, is it not a reindeer?
I don't know. It's a moose. Like, it's sitting on the ground, like crisscross applesauce with a snowman in its lap, and it lights up. Go to Costco. Just do yourself a favor. Go buy yourself one. It's really like a classy piece to have in your home.
I love the minimalist decorations.
Yeah.
I've got plans to go to Costco today, so.
Yeah, definitely check it out. Let me know what you think.
I feel like NFL players should be sponsored by Costco because that's like everyone's favorite store.
Oh my God. But I feel like the guys wouldn't even tell us if they were sponsored by Costco. We'd have to find out through word of mouth from somebody else.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be the one to get us the hookup.
Please do. Just tweet this.
Brian loves Costco so much that his friends were joking that he was going to get my engagement ring from Costco.
Okay. Their jewelry selection, though, low-key, not that bad.
It's good. I got my – he got me, like, a diamond – no – okay, now I'm screwing it up. I thought he got me earrings for Christmas. No, okay, it wasn't diamond earrings. I got pearl earrings. I asked for pearl earrings for Christmas last year, and he got them at Costco.
I like that, honestly.
They're legit,
I didn't know
though.
They carry those. Yeah. They carry diamonds?
Legit jewelry section, and then the pearls come with, like, a certificate, too, of, like, authenticity.
But, like, who writes the certificate?
I don't know. The pearl police?
It's just a fake certificate with a fake necklace. Like, what are the credentials that you need to have? Is it like a notary for pearls?
But they're from Costco, so they're really big too.
Oh, so I was going to ask you this. I didn't want anybody in the legal system because you guys were going to look at my consent form and be like, trash, this isn't right. Just like wanting to correct it all. So what did you think?
Honestly, I didn't really look at it that close. I was like, you know what? I know Bryce. She's pretty cool. She's not going to like do anything weird. Maybe there's something weird in there that I should look at. But no, I didn't really look.
Okay. So leading off of that, I had to look up what JD means. So you have your JD and MBA.
I do.
Tell us about that experience doing that while Joe's also in the NFL. Like, you're both literally leading your own separate lives.
Yeah, it was... So I started law school. So JD is Juris Doctor. I started law school in 2016 before we'd met, and I liked it a lot. Like, it kept me really busy. I kind of applied to law school like on a whim. Like, I was like junior in college and I was like, oh God, like I have no plan. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I might as well just keep going to school. So then I took the LSAT, applied, got into law schools, and I chose the one that gave me like the biggest scholarship, which also happened to be at home. So it worked out real
nice.
That
is very L Woods of you.
Yeah. Thank you. What, like it's hard? I know. So then I went to Gonzaga. This is a big basketball school in Spokane. And so I had been in school for a semester when Joe and I met, and then I applied to start the MBA program in the spring, mainly because it would keep me really, really busy. And we were long distance. So I was seeing him at that point, like every like 5 or 6 weeks, which was tough, but eventually we got it down to like every 2 weeks because I'm really clingy. And he was like, you know what, you'll just be less annoying if you're here every so often. Plus, he like never did his laundry. So he would always like fly me in and I would like clean the apartment, do his laundry when I would visit. I was like his like maid. So that kept me really busy. I'm not currently using either of my degrees. We actually opened a business in Spokane in July. So she started this company called Alpha Lit Marquee Letters. And I think there's like 8 NFL couples that own a location now. Have you guys heard of it?
I heard of it just this year. Someone here was talking about it.
Yeah.
Am I new, Bryce?
Yeah. I think I said, how are people getting these big letters? I think that's, I know they're called Marquee Letters. I'm like, this one with balls?
Someone told me that there was an NFL like wife who was doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was Mackenzie. She started it in March of 2019. And now I think she has like 70 locations or something. She's just crushing it. So instead of being a lawyer or using my MBA, I am now a small business owner and I've been running that from here. So that's been interesting, but it's been a really fun company, and Mac, she's made it so easy to like startup, and she's so easy to work with. I don't know if there's one in Houston, though. I can't remember.
I don't think, I actually was just thinking about that this week, because some girls that I know, some other NF ladies in Tampa, just had a watch party, mm-hmm. and they hired like a, I don't know, it could have been sponsored, but it was like a little mobile party planning.
That's so cool.
Boutique type business. And they came to this girl's house, our friend's house, and like set up this like beautiful watch party on her front porch, like decorated and just so beautifully. And then all the wives came over and they watched on a TV outside, and they ate the cutest little snacks with just like the most beautiful decorations. I was like, this is like a luxury experience. This is so cool. And so I started to look to see if there was anything like that here in Houston that we could like set it up and plan it. And for some reason, the girl with the signs like came to my mind, and I was like, someone was telling me about something similar with a party planning.
That's awesome.
Goal, I guess.
Yeah.
But so tell us about it, because I don't really understand what it is. Like, what is this marquee letter business?
So it's these 3-foot letters and 4-foot numbers, and we rent them out for birthday parties, weddings. Mac flew some up for our wedding before we had decided to open it up. So we had the dolls and like big marquee letters, like right on the, I don't know what you call it, like a patio pavilion sort of thing. I don't know. It overlooked the water. It was really pretty. But yeah, people do it for like birthdays, weddings, anniversary parties, baby announcements, stuff like that. I've seen a bunch of bloggers do it for like their gender reveal. Like Patrick Mahomes just did it for his gender reveal.
Was that Mac?
It was one of her locations. I think it was her KC location. Yeah.
That's awesome. So how did this start? Like how does she reach out to people to get them in different locations? Like I don't know how you would even get into this. You just say, hey, I want to be with those big bulb letters. Like, I want to help you out.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And then she just like starts. She's like, all right, well, let's do it. Let's set up a location.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And then you just pay her like a licensing fee to use the name, and you're ready to rock. Works out really well.
My question is, how do you run it? Because you're not doing it in Detroit.
No, there's like, a gal here that does it.
On your end?
Instagram. So I do everything through Instagram. That's where we get like most of our inquiries. And then I've got like my little helper bees at home that are doing all my drives for me. I flew back like 2 weeks ago to do a really big one that we had. So it's kind of nice. I got to like knock off like a trip at home and a work trip. So it was fun, especially since Washington's shut down now too. I'm like, oh, thank God I got back and checked on the house and saw my family before everything shut down again.
That's so cool that you get to like, this is your small business owner part of your life. And then you can use those degrees after life has slowed down. I mean, it's kind of slow for everybody, but slowed down a little bit with the NFL.
For sure.
And like you definitely have a plan for after football's done. So what are you guys planning on doing? Are you planning on being small business owners still? Are you going to use your MBA? Like, what's it looking like for you guys?
Dude, I don't know. Like, does anyone know? Cause I feel like I'm like taking direction from anybody. Joe, he likes to play the stocks, as he likes to say. So I think he would do really well if he did something with that. But he was like, I just want to take like some time off after football. Like, I'm sure your guys do too. Like, just like relax. And he was like, I just want to be like a stay-at-home dad or like hang out with the dogs. And I was like, maybe not. Like, I want that role. So you're going to have to figure something else out.
You guys look like you love to travel. Like, I was stalking through your Instagram. So like that first year, you guys looking to just travel, like have the dogs with the family, take that year off?
Yeah. So he wants to rent or buy. I don't remember. I think renting would be a really expensive way to do this. But he wants to get an RV and hit all the national parks. Like in the year that he's off. Do you want to do that too?
Well, I want to come. And I'm so glad you, because my next question was going to be like, what kind of traveler are you? Are you like RV around the US kind of travel? Are you trying to like fly around the world?
I'm not an RV kind of person. I get like really like sick of being in cars. Like even doing the 3-day drive from Spokane to Detroit, I'm like, oh my God, this is way too much. But I think doing like RV, like I would at least have a little more room to move around. So that would be nice. But we've got a Bernese Mountain Dog and a Malamute that he's trying to like fit in this RV with us. And they are not calm dogs. So that'll be an interesting experience, but he's been talking about this for years. So I think we're definitely going to have to do it.
You said so Spokane, and that's right next to Idaho.
Yeah.
And so like, so my parents have a place in Idaho.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to like think. Yeah, they just got it. So we went to Yellowstone for the day. Like we didn't really get to stay, but I was like, this is like a week trip. You need to get an RV. You need to hit all the different places up. Like yeah. I didn't think I was an RV person either, but seeing it, it's just so open and so pretty there. And I'm from LA where everything's on top of each other. Right. So I'm like, this is awesome. Like I would love to do that national parks thing. Like it's a new thing. But
yeah. Oh my gosh, you have to find out and tell me where in Idaho it is. That's awesome.
I don't think I'm not supposed to be like advertising it. My dad's like, make sure that no one can see the address. I'm like, Dad, nobody even knows you. Like, why are you afraid?
Joe is like really upset about the new show Big Sky that's coming on because he's like, everyone's going to move over to the Pacific Northwest. And I was like, I really don't think a show about like two girls getting kidnapped is going to make people move there. But like, I get your point. He's like, they need to stop making shows about like Montana and Washington, like Grey's Anatomy. He's like, they have, like, if they want to move to Seattle, that's fine. But if they come over to Spokane, like the housing prices are going to go up. Like it's going to ruin it for all of us. And I was like, okay, you want to live in the middle of nowhere and see nobody and just... I don't know. He was so flustered when he saw the Big Sky commercial, though.
So this is probably a good time to share. I forgot about it, and this is really funny. So last year when we were free agents, we had this idea to, with all of our free time, buy a school bus, like an old school bus, whether it's like a mini one or a full size, whatever, and fix it up into basically like an RV. And then wherever we ended up signing, we could just drive our school bus and park it and live in the school bus during football season. And then we would always just have a mobile home to like go around it. And I was down. I was like, this is a big project, but it sounds like really fun. And I'm cool to do it unless we have to go where it's snowing. I don't know if I can live in a bus.
Might be a little cold.
I will get some like real cabin fever if I'm stuck in a bus all day while it's snowing outside.
The people that do those buses, like, and the van renovations, and they do it well, they're so cool. Like, I'm like, oh, I could for sure live in those.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I think it would be like a really fun project, but at this point it's probably a post NFL life project.
That'll be something good for you guys to do, like, as you're, like, trying to, like, wind down from the NFL.
Well, and it's a suggestion for you. As you go to these national parks, you might consider a renovated bus.
Yeah, Joe's not very handy, and neither am I, so we might have to find something already put together. Maybe if we could find a bus already built, that'd be,
yeah,
be good for us.
Hire Allison.
Yeah, you want to fly over to the Pacific Northwest, check it out, maybe move there, stress out Joe, build our bus. Perfect.
He's like, we have a neighbor. You're like, she's working for us. What's wrong?
It's like, you're bringing in more people to the Pacific Northwest.
God forbid it's one more person. So I feel like every time we record, Allison, you say a new idea you have. Like, I feel like me and Chad don't talk at all. You're like, oh, me and Brian talked about this. We talked about this. I'm like,
I think I just talk a lot.
And you're like, yeah, we talked about, and he's like, okay, yup.
I want to say the school bus was like actually his idea.
Okay, but he's pretty handy. Like whenever I come over, you're like, oh yeah, he just went to Home Depot, just a pile of paintbrushes or light bulbs and tools and stuff.
Yeah, he loves it. Like his brain just works like that. He loves to build things and put things together, take things apart and put them back together. And that's what we did last year in our free agency. We were newlyweds and we built our dining room table. This past off season during quarantine, we built cabinets for our laundry room to make like a custom laundry room. And these projects take a really long time because we don't really know what we're doing. We're like learning as we go, but they're coming out really nice and it keeps us busy. And all the time that we spend at home, well, everyone else we know is still going on with their regular life, going to work every day. So we just make these projects our full-time jobs for a little bit.
That's really cool. That has to be so satisfying to watch it from like start to finish too.
And I totally forgot about our laundry room, but I was just back in town a couple weeks ago and I went in to like throw the clothes that I won on the airplane in the wash, get the COVID off. And I called Brian and I was like, I love our laundry room. I forgot we did this. It looks so good.
Well, that's the nice part about it too. And Hannah, with you being a new homeowner back from your hometown, like when you guys go back, does it feel like it's your vacation home? Because you're not there for very long. It's like, oh, I forgot we did this. We have these things here. I forgot I left this dress here. Like, mm-hmm. is it exciting? I mean, I would imagine it's super exciting going back to something that you own.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually own our house here too, which like makes things complicated. Cause I'm like, I really want to like decorate it and like furnish it nice. And then I'm like, we have everything back home. So I feel like that's kind of been like a tough thing to remember, but it's so nice going back there. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I feel like I can actually breathe. And like, even just getting away from like thinking about football and only talking about football for so long and like seeing people that like really don't care. It's so nice.
Don't care about like his position in football or don't care to talk about it?
There's just other things that go on, you know, like versus like when we're here, like I feel like we're so up close to football that half the time, we talked about this at Bible study, like half the time it feels like our identity just like lives in them and like everything that they're doing and how the season is going and like where they stand on the team. And it's nice to like go back home and be like, oh, like I'm a real person. Like we have a real relationship outside of football. Like it doesn't really matter what happens with football because like this is still going to be here. And like our family and friends are like still going to be there no matter what goes on with football. When like sometimes it doesn't really feel like that here, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And there's comfort in hearing every single guest that we've had come on say the exact same thing. Like you have your MBA, you did all your own stuff, like you didn't just follow them around. And then we have stay-at-home wives too, or stay-at-home mm-hmm. moms who they love what they do, but it's we all kind of say the same thing. Mm-hmm. So there's some comfort in knowing that as well. So since you own your house there, did you guys buy it with the intention of having your guys' families over there during the season, just making it a place where everybody can congregate for the holidays, pre-COVID, obviously?
Yeah. So we lived in this apartment in Ann Arbor last year, and the dog was he destroyed it, honestly. And like, it was just tough to host people. And like, obviously both our families are really from really far away, and like flights are so expensive. So we're like, if you can stay with us and not have to spend money on a hotel too, like that's huge. And it's just nice to have like a place to like congregate and like actually have those holidays, like when your family like can come, like obviously pre-COVID. But honestly, like the dog thing, like trying to find a place with a dog, I didn't know it was so hard. Like you have to look for dog friendly places. And then, I mean, you guys have cats. Do either of you have dogs? Yeah, no. Okay. But like cats are different, but like with a dog, especially big dog, like you have to, this is stuff like I wish people would have told me like before we bought the dog. They were like it's hard to find a place to live, and especially like a furnished place because you don't know how long you're going to be there. So we found this place at the end of last year, and Joe had just signed on for 2 more years, and we were like, you know what, we might as well just kind of like put down roots so that we're not like moving around, signing leases, moving in and out all the time and trying to deal with furniture. We ended up renting furniture last year, which sounds so gross, but it's kind of what you have to do. Like mm-hmm. you don't want to rent a mattress from somebody, but it is what it is. So it was nice to just kind of give ourselves like a little bit of like comfort in knowing that we have like roots here and can just leave our stuff and not stress about it.
Yeah. It's funny that you keep saying, we have a dog, we have a dog. They're insane. They're crazy dogs. And you guys picked, aren't Huskies the most difficult dog because they want to run away? I've heard that they are so difficult to take care of.
Oh yeah. They're nightmares. I didn't know that. I didn't pick him. Well, I did, but I didn't pick the breed. I think I was really freaked out about coming to Detroit and like being so lonely or like freaked out of staying by myself overnight when the guys are in the hotel or traveling. And I was like, I want a big dog. And like when I said big dog, I was like, oh, I want like a golden retriever that'll like keep me company. And Joe was like, no, we're going to get an Akita or a German Shepherd or a Malamute. Like large dogs that like look pretty intimidating. And I'm like, I'm 5'3", like I'm a small human and my dog weighs 115 pounds. So I can't even walk him if it's icy. But at least I feel like really safe. Not that Detroit feels sketch at all, but.
But having a pet is just like you feel comfort for safety, but also just like to have someone to talk to. That's mm-hmm. so silly, but like me just having the cat like come sit by me, it's so nice. Mm-hmm. Just sitting on the couch by yourself or whatever. I definitely notice it's different because we were here for like a month last year and we left our cat at home with someone before he came with us, and it's definitely different with him here.
Yeah. Well, and even to just have something to take care of too and to get out of the house for, like,
yeah, it is nice to have responsibility. You have something that's counting on you.
Mm-hmm. It's a good change of pace versus just like doing laundry. I'm going to clean the counter for the umpteenth time.
Exactly.
Chad literally blamed me because he wears the same shorts. He's like, you keep doing laundry and there's just the same shorts. And I started putting them underneath all the shorts. So he goes through them, but he'll pick through them. I'm like, so first I did too much laundry. And then he's like, well, I wore those pants like 2 weeks ago. Now I don't do enough laundry. It's like, what do you want, man? I don't know what you want.
I wonder if that's a thing with like all the players. And Hannah, I was going to ask you this too, because since you guys have two homes now, do you just take like half your clothes or like not even half, like just enough to survive?
Yeah. And then I end up buying just a bunch of sweatpants and sweatshirts because I don't do anything. So.
Right. And I feel like the guys do that too, but they bring, like, I definitely have like twice as many clothes here.
Mm-hmm.
He does. So he really is wearing the same like five things to work all season long. And he'll mention like, does this look exactly the same? And I'm like, well, all your clothes look the same anyways. It's like,
it's so funny that your guys like actually like notice that and like care about how they look, because Joe, I swear, will wear the same outfit to work 4 days in a row and will wear it home. And I'm like, you wore that 3 days ago. Like, why are you still wearing it? And he's like, well, I change at work. Like, I change my underwear. Like, what does it matter? I'm like, it's gross. Like, but O-lineman things, like they don't care. Joe, I'm like still trying to get him to be a little more fashionable. He's been buying like all of his clothes from Old Navy still, and like his favorite shirt right now is it's a gingerbread man from Old Navy. He's been wearing that, and then he has a shirt that says I'm a nervous Rex that he bought at Disney World. I'm like, are you eight? Like, what are you wearing? So he wears like stuff like that for like multiple days on end. And I'm like, this is really attractive, my husband.
That's great. Brian has been, he's been pretty fashion forward this season. Definitely more relaxed style, but the players do get a discount on top of the clearance items at Lululemon. So he'll go and he'll shop the clearance rack and get his discount. So then it's cost the same as like what a normal shirt or pair of shorts would cost. And then that's what he wears. So that's why I feel like they all look the same, because they essentially are, but they're different colors.
Well, with Joe, he's huge. So I would imagine it's kind of hard for him to find something that's comfortable and actually fits. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, he doesn't fit in Lulu, which is a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a bummer.
Maybe he could squeeze.
Especially because they're like a sponsor.
I know. Can they buy stuff for us on that discount?
No.
No.
Oh,
I can't.
Tried it.
I just applied for the Lulu thing. Yeah, I was a college athlete, so like I used my old picture. So we're waiting on that.
Is that like the Sweat Collective thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know what that was.
I just learned what that was this week. I had no idea.
Were you an athlete at any point in time?
Do I look like an athlete? No.
5'3".
I wish. I'm a munchkin.
We're the same height. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but you're much more athletic than I am.
What'd you say, Allison? You talking mess?
You said I'm the same height. I was like, yeah, Bryce is offended.
Yeah, We're the same size and shape, I feel like, last time I saw you.
You probably have a lot more abs than I do, though, Bryce. Like, my current workout is, like, sit on the Peloton in my basement and call it a day. I'm also on that, like, post-wedding game, so I'm like, ugh.
Is that a thing? Post-wedding? You're just like, meh.
It is for me.
Okay. Allison's nodding. Okay. I don't.
Yeah. Well, my post-wedding was also my post-NFL cheerleader life. I was thinking about it this morning. I was like, I did not work out for like 3 months after I got married.
You bust your butt before, and then, I don't know, I was like, oh, COVID, I can't work out.
Yeah. And then I felt like garbage, and I was like, I have to get my life together.
I remember Chad was looking at something on my face. He was looking at something on my face, and he's like, oh, you got something here. I'm like, dude, why would you point out a pimple I just popped? He's like, no, it's chocolate, which it very well might have been chocolate. But just don't point it out. Why you got to be like that? So I think we're ready for the Thanksgiving edition, the trivia edition. Allison, take it away.
So we talked about Thanksgiving a lot in the beginning of this episode, but I held on to this. So, yeah, the Texans and the Detroit Lions are playing on Thanksgiving this year. Hannah is used to it, but for Bryce and I, this is our first Thanksgiving Day game. So, in the spirit of the holidays, we're going to ask Hannah some rapid-fire questions. And if you want to give us, like, a longer explanation of an answer because it's a fun one, feel free to go for it. This is your episode. So, question number one is, what was your favorite Thanksgiving tradition as a kid?
Watching football, of course.
Oh, that answers two questions. Next question, I have a follow-up for that. Which team did you watch?
Seahawks.
Your favorite tradition for Thanksgiving now?
Going to the football game on Thanksgiving. Also, eating lots of food.
But do you still watch the Seahawks?
No. Well, when I'm home, my dad still has season tickets, but this year it's different.
Your favorite food dish?
Mashed potatoes.
What do you put on them?
Gravy, just gravy.
Favorite dessert?
Gotta be pumpkin pie.
Also, when I was looking up trivia questions, apparently the average answer for favorite, I don't know if it was favorite dessert or favorite pie, but it wasn't pumpkin. It was actually apple pie.
Really?
Yeah, that surprised me. So if you were invited to, let's say, a Thanksgiving celebration with your Lady Lions, and you're asked to bring one dish, what dish is your responsibility?
I would probably either bring a pie or green bean casserole, because that's one of the only things I know how to make.
Yeah, I was looking at the recipe last night. Super easy. That's what Brian wants.
So easy.
Are you a Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade watcher?
I am not. I've never been into parades.
Well, and something that we talked about earlier was the parade starts really early for you guys over on the West Coast. So that makes sense. We'll give you a pass. Are you a turkey trotter?
No, I probably should be, but no.
This one's just a random question. Not personal. On average, about how many calories do you think people consume on Thanksgiving Day?
Like any random person on average. Oh my goodness. Yes. I don't know. 6,000? No. It has to be more than that. 8,000.
It says on the internet, if you believe everything you read on the internet, only 4,500.
Oh, well, they're doing Thanksgiving wrong.
I would agree. Do you know how long the first Thanksgiving celebration lasted?
No. I would guess like a day, but it's got to be more than that then. I don't know.
Right, because that answer's too obvious.
I don't know.
It was 3 days.
I don't think I'd last. It's too much.
There
food.
You go. Yeah, well, if you need 8,000 calories, it might be 3 days. Everyone's for sure eating more than one dessert. And that alone is 1,000 calories.
I like to dip into everything. Like a little bit, like, that's why I'll get like fork. I used to get 3 cupcakes whenever I go to a cupcake place because I just want a little bit of every flavor. And I like chopping them in half so you get like the perfect amount of frosting to cake ratio. So I eat it with a fork. Your guys' faces aren't very encouraging.
No, I like this idea.
It's great. Try it next time. And then just give it to Joe at the end. Be like, oh, I just wanted to try them.
I didn't realize you could freeze cupcakes.
Yeah. They never make it that far for me.
That's fair. Joe just froze like 2 boxes of Costco muffins, and then our power went out, and now our fridge is dead because it surged, and he was like so distraught that he lost his muffins. He vacuum sealed them, which like squished them down like to like a little pancake, and then he froze them. I was like, that's some serious dedication to your muffins. I like binged your first few episodes, and I was like, oh my god, like it's so nice to like feel like there's other people that understand. And I like league wide too, like most of the girls feel the way that we feel about certain things, which is so nice. And it's so refreshing because it's not just what you see on social media.
Yeah. It's nice to listen to. That's why when Allison said podcast, I was like, oh, it's great. Like I can listen to it while I'm driving somewhere, while I'm doing wiping down the counter for the umpteenth time, like you said, doing all the laundry again. So I can listen to somebody else in my ear who actually like is saying the things I'm like, I'm not crazy. This is great. So yeah, thank you for listening to our episodes and binging them.
Of course.
Did you give us a 5-star review?
I need to. Can I do it on Spotify or is it just on iTunes?
Your episode will come out on Thanksgiving Day, right, Bryce?
Is that the Thursday? Yeah.
It's my birthday too. Look at us go. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, so that'll be your episode. Episode Hannah, go give yourself a 5-star review.
So keeping on theme with the holiday season, what would be your overall experience, let's say, during the holidays transitioning over from being with your family to here and then league-wide also, just your experience in the NFL, like how would you summarize it?
I don't, you know, I think for me, if I hadn't made the effort to become close with a bunch of the girls here, I would feel a lot more isolated being away from my family, but I think we've done a good job of like really expanding our circle and like having people to connect with, and we don't do like gifts or anything with them, and we just all have dinner and play games, which has been, it's been really nice because I feel like that like at least like kind of keeps you from feeling homesick, which otherwise I think I would be. Joe and I, we like to go like do like a quick like 2-hour Target shopping spree for each other. We don't really do presents. We usually do like a vacation, or I think this year we're replacing our bedroom furniture at home, but we put ourselves on like a 2-hour time limit and we go like shop around Target with like a couple $100 and just buy each other like little gifts, and then we open those up just the two of us on Christmas. So that's been something really fun that we get to look forward to.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
I like that.
A time limit. Do you guys like stand at the entrance, you're like, go?
Yeah, we start at the entrance, we each have our own car, and we have our own money, and then we just go our separate directions, check out individually. We should probably drive separately.
That's a great idea. I mean, you could do that with any store, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I like it.
If you're adventurous, that reminds me. So I have these friends who do a similar date night, and they get, I think it's like $20 each, and they go into Goodwill, and they each buy each other an outfit to wear.
Oh my God.
And then you have to wear that outfit to dinner.
Oh.
Whatever the person gets for you.
I love that.
Like, that could be wild.
Like out to dinner?
Yeah, like out to dinner.
I was watching our wedding video last night. We just got it back yesterday. And there's like a clip of Joe wearing I'm a Nervous Rex t-shirt on the morning of our wedding. And he's like, this is my fiance's least favorite shirt, so I thought it'd be perfect to wear. And then he wore it the next day, right after we got married. And I was like, feels weird on the timing of this shirt. Like,
I think it's funny.
He wears it when he's traveling, like always gets commented on the airplane.
Leading still with our theme, what one piece of advice would you give to a lady just coming into the league, having to spend maybe their first time ever away from home, spending the holidays with strangers or being in the league for the first time? What would you let them know? What one piece of advice?
I think just general advice would be to reach out to people. Everyone was new at some point, and the connections that you can make here really will last a lifetime if you let them. Like, I've had a girl that I met here was one of my bridesmaids. We have people that are like our neighbors now. We travel together. you have to go like on those awkward like first dates with your friends to like get to know each other. And it's going to be uncomfortable for everyone. But then once you break past that, you feel like, I mean, what we were talking about, like you have so much in common with so many people around the league. And like, if you do that and reach out to people that you see are by themselves, you're going to be so much more comfortable. And then in turn, holidays and stuff like that are going to be just so much easier, or like awful life events that happen. You're going to have people that you can lean on besides your guy, because I mean, we know they're so busy and they're stretched so thin already too. So reaching out to the people that are here in your community, I think makes a really big difference.
Make them your family for the holidays when you're away from family.
Absolutely.
I like that. That's great advice, especially the holiday seasons where it can get very stressful because it's the end. It's winding towards the end and you might want to spend a little bit more time than they can give you.
Guilty. Same. Like my friends are my husband when I'm here because I see them way more than I see Joe.
Yeah. I like how you put that too. A first date, go on a first date with your friends. It'll be awkward, but you'll push past it and you'll get through it.
Yeah.
Friends for life.
Thank you so much, Hannah, for joining us today and sharing your story with us and talking all about your holiday traditions with us. We loved it. Before we go, is there anyone you can think of now who you'd like to nominate to be our next guest on our show?
I think Mackenzie Skipper would do an awesome job on the show. She's currently on the Detroit Lions, but she's been on the Houston Texans, Denver Broncos. She was with the Patriots when they won their last Super Bowl. She would have some really great insight into all things football.
Awesome. Well, you better watch out. I'm going to follow you again, Skipper. I'm coming for you. Thank you for listening to episode 7 of the NF Ladies podcast with our guest, Hannah Dahl. We'll see you next week. If you like this episode, please go to Apple Podcasts and give us 5 stars. Our music, called Not Ready Yet, is written, produced, and sung by my friend, Kira Grove. Again, my name is Bryce Watts.
And I'm Allison Anger.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.